Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture, and what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up, and then if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormer concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater wean weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative.
Well, look for lean hog futures to open a bit higher today, supported by follow-through buying and Friday's hike in carcass value. But on the other hand, cattle complex should begin with mixed price action as traders cautiously consider cash cattle and beef product potential. Now, the cattle trade will be limited to the distribution of new show lists. We expect the offering to be about steady with last week. Live and feeder futures seem to open on a mixed basis in light volume. Both bulls and bears will be anxiously monitoring the market to see if last week's highs and or lows are being maintained. Now, cash hog buyers are likely to open with bids steady to a dollar lower today. Mounting pork production as we move through the fourth quarter remains the market's biggest challenge. Lean futures are geared to open moderately higher, supported by follow-through buying and further short covering. Now, on the grains at the close on Friday, corn and soybeans did close a little lower as traders look ahead to nearly a week of rain-free harvest weather in the Midwest and to a government crop report coming up on Wednesday. The two crops still finished slightly higher for the week following robust export business in a weekly report. Now, wheat futures were lower Friday, but spring wheat finished higher for the week while the winter wheat markets were lower for the five-day period. Now, let's delve a little bit deeper into the wheat markets as they did close lower in light trading. A southern hemisphere supplies will come onto the market soon. U.S. farmers should have clear weather next week to advance winter wheat planting. A late soybean harvest in a number of states may reduce this year's double crop wheat acreage. Now, the corn futures closed lower as the harvest should gain traction this week. The market was slightly higher for the week, and the December held support above the 20 and 50-day moving averages. And soybeans finished lower Friday as pressure from the harvest-friendly forecasts offset support from the recent export business. November had additional pressure on Friday as some index funds began their five-day program of moving longs to deferred months. We'll check all your futures right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, October live cattle was down 55 cents at 101.87, and the December was down 5 cents at 103.50. Make that 103.05, excuse me. Feeder cattle, October down 20 cents, 127.62. November unchanged at 122.77. The hog futures, December was down 57 cents at 42.60, while February was up 42 cents, 49.30. Hard red winter wheat at the close, Kansas City, December down 2 cents at 403. The March was down 2 cents at 419.5. The Chicago wheat, December was down a penny at 394 and three quarters. March down 2 1/4 at 414 and three quarters. December corn down 0.75, 339 and three quarters. March down 0.75 at 349.5. November soybeans down 1 3/4 at 956 and three quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.